cell phones go in the microwave.
Dare I ask why?
It blocks UHF frequencies.
Before we get onto the stories, I need to know more about you.
I'm 29 years old. I work as a private contractor for the NSA, for the CIA. I've worked in various jobs in the intelligence industry for the last 9 years. Listen, they're going to come for me. And now that we've made contact, they're going to come for all of you, too.
How about we just start with your name?
My name is Edward Joseph Snowden.
Okay, here's the deal. Oliver Stone dances around the political flame again with Snowden, the story of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. For the most part, Stone uses an even hand to tell the story, though he does spiral a bit out of control with some preaching near the end and some political messaging throughout. It's not as chilling and fascinating as the documentary Citizen 4, which is shown filmed in the story and chronicles the real Snowden's revelations. However, it certainly makes an interesting film. In spite of Joseph Gordon-Levitt's ridiculous accent in the movie and a bit too much focus on Snowden's love life, Stone manages to give us a slick-looking film about real-life hacking that deals the audience a nice hand of talking points about privacy and security. Snowden gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.